morning I just want to mention four different chapters in John, Gospel according to John. What we heard today of Mary, who washed the feet of Jesus Christ. The chapter before was where Lazarus was brought from the dead. And then the chapter 13, so 11, 12, 13. 13 is when we have on Good Friday, or Holy Thursday, where I will be washing the feet of our parishioners. The passage in which Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. What's interesting in John is that there's no Eucharistic passage in John, because that happened in John 6. It's in John 6 that Jesus taught with very depth of theology of why this bread and wine is not just bread and wine, but my body and blood. So again, we see that first in chapter 6 for the Eucharist. And then we see the service of, the miracle of Lazarus coming from the dead, it's resurrected. Chapter 12, again, what we heard, Mary, the feeding and the cleansing of Jesus' feet, and then Jesus cleaning the feet of his own disciples. Which, I was kind of curious reading this last night, how Mary cleansed Jesus' feet, and then Jesus cleansed his parishioners, his disciples' feet as service. And of course we have Judas, who of course is not a good one, who is basically playing the game of, well, why would you serve that to you when you could serve the poor? Well, of course, he tries to test Jesus, which you never do, never should. And Jesus said, leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. And I was curious, too, is that the reason why Jesus washed the feet of his disciples? Because he received that from somebody else. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just my thought. But whatever we've had today, again, with that connection of chapter 11, 12, and 13 in the Gospel according to John, as well as kind of a flip-flop of the Eucharist coming earlier, and now we're hearing what we'll hear in 3 days, in Holy Thursday, with the washing of the feet.